It is showtime. Showtime here at Athens Unplugged. Yes, yes. Are y'all ready for a great show tonight?
Siobhan Pop Peterson started doing drag when they were young, though they didn't have a name for it. Now they perform at Athens Uncorked's drag shows. It's been through drag that they've been able to learn more about the art and themselves.
With every performance you watch, drag or otherwise, what you take from that performance is informative of how you feel about yourself, who you think you are.
Among the people who have learned from the drag queens at Athens Uncorked is Nate Hayes, the owner of the bar, along with his sister Kathy Blake. They created the bar to be an inclusive space for everyone, recognizing that there was a need for a place for the LGBTQ+ community to feel comfortable. But it's more than just that community who comes to the drag shows.
The food was awesome, but I can double check, but everybody is paid.
You really get all these different kinds of people. You'll get people that you would think, you know, are rednecks. You know, you get people that are very posh. You know, it's really interesting how across the board it is.
The drag shows at the wine bar are for everyone. On these nights, the queens work their magic, creating community among the patrons.
The people literally breathe together, and it's a harmony typically only found in music. And it's unlike anything else you can experience. And so definitely drag has the power to bring people together and to create community, and it does it every day.
Drag queens have a long history of bringing people together. One of the most famous examples being the riot at Stonewall, where drag queens and trans women took the first historically recognized stand against LGBTQ+ injustices. A riot was the first pride. Jasmine Webb, a trans performer and the official show director at Athens Uncorked, has performed at 18 Pride events in the past 8 years. It's because of her predecessors that she attributes being able to perform.
Well, I think, for sure, I think that, you know, that goes back to Stonewall. For sure, the drag queens were the first ones to start the Pride rallies and events by performing in the streets of New York City and protesting and it was just a gathering. So now that has paved way for all of us to entertain it. My goal is just to make people laugh and smile and have fun.
Webb herself has created a pride event in the small town of Mansfield, Ohio. When she first started organizing the event, she received death threats. There was rallying and picketing against the event, and Webb and other organizers were scared there would be gang involvement.
I was scared to death to perform that day, but I did it. We had over 3,000 people come from all over the United States. People came in from everywhere to participate in this pride because it went so public. And actually, we only had a few demonstrators there, so it ended up being very lax.
Mansfield Pride is now going on its third year. The pride that encouraged Webb to persist while creating the event is in Athens as well. Queens like Peterson can feel it.
As someone who's always outgoing and bubbly, I've never felt more loved. I've never felt more like a mascot for my community. I've never felt more like head cheerleader as I do in drag.
Peterson, Webb, and other queens perform at Athens Uncorked at least once a month, sharing not just smiles and laughs, but their pride and love for their community. With Seth Eggenschwiller, for The Outlet, I'm Adriana Navarro.